Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. How are you, Jeff?
What's happening?
Oh, man. I kind of miss that show sometimes.
I know.
Yeah. I guess that means the correct response is, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Brian, how are you?
No, wait. We need a more permanent solution to our
That's all right.
It's so easy to convince or confuse.
Yes,
man. Anyhow, hey, we
yeah,
have
good to be here.
Today. Yeah, I'm glad you're here, and we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is the Eve Degree from Elgato. I have one sitting on my desk right now. And since I've turned off the air conditioner, hold on, I'm setting this right there in front of me so I can watch the temperature climb in my office during the show.
Isn't that fun?
Seriously. Okay, right now we are at 74.5 degrees. Let's see where we are by the time we get to the ad. Hey, we might as well just hop into the topics. And Brian, I really, really wanted you on the show today for this part specifically.
Why?
Because I know how just kind of middle of the road you are on privacy and smart home devices. So here's the deal. iRobot, this is the company that makes the Roomba, which is, as far as I can tell, the most popular robot vacuum product on the market.
They certainly have the mindshare.
Yes, they do. And they do make good products. People that have a Roomba really like it. We'll see if anyone changes their mind on that at some point. Because right now, what iRobot is doing is working out how they can monetize the data that a Roomba collects. And so what they're looking at doing is taking the data that the Roomba collects and then selling it to other companies.
What?
And so now here's one of the ideas. You could take this information and sell it to a company like Apple. And then Apple could use that information to improve that spatial audio thing that the HomePod's going to do. So,
except for the HomePod, well, okay, the HomePod doesn't need that because it's actually using acoustics to do that very thing. But go ahead.
Yeah,
right. But you could improve that if you knew the physical layout of a room and where all the furniture is. So you could take something that's already working well, presumably, and improve it. So Amazon potentially could do the same thing with the Echo, and then other companies that need to enhance the data they have for device placement or acoustics, whatever, they could take this kind of data, and then they would know the size of a room. They would know where the objects in a room are based on the patterns that the Roomba follows. They'd have a pretty good idea what type of object it is in the room, so they'd know where chairs are, couches are, tables, things like that. So you could actually enhance the performance of a product.
Alternately, this is surveillance capitalism run amok. This is absolutely insane. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? They're going to sell the layout of my house.
I predict fail.
So, Brian, since you're going down that path, here's, of course, another thing they could do. They could sell that information to retailers. And then retailers would have a pretty good idea of exactly what is in your home.
They'd know. That'd be great. I would love for retailers to know exactly what's in my home.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, that would really please be fantastic. I can't wait. It's like finally, oh my God, finally all the companies can know the layout of my home. I've been waiting for this.
And then maybe
I'm sure you have.
When they think it's time for you to buy a new couch.
Yep.
Or if a room seems really, really empty, maybe they could offer up some suggestions on furniture to add to it.
Great thing is that data that is owned by corporations is never compromised by criminal elements. Ever, no, ever.
Never.
Never. It is always completely safe. And it's just fantastic that we have a culture where companies build up these massive dossiers on us. This is a wonderful state of being. And it's just so good. Wait, what's the other thing?
Creepy?
Not good. That's the one. It's not good. It's creepy as crap.
Yeah. Now, okay. So, Brian, you're saying this is a creepy thing. Jeff, you're saying you think it's going to fail. Brian, I believe you are totally spot on. This, to me, does seem like a pretty creepy thing. This is coming from the guy that has two Amazon Echo Dots
wiretaps
in his place.
Yeah, and it's not creepy. Jeff, it's wrong. It is wrong. Like you know, throughout much of the history of the United States of America, we the people have been on guard against government intrusion into our lives. And yet, all along, especially in the last few decades, really starting with the credit card companies that were, you know, that were compiling these dossiers of data about us. The corporations have been intruding into our lives in ways that the government could
never do.
Never dream of doing. And we, the people, appear to be okay on the whole with it. And it is driving me nuts.
Now, okay. So that brings me to Jeff's comment, which is he thinks this will fail.
Yep.
Jeff, I fear you are wrong. And the reason I fear you are wrong is because people, by and large, don't seem to care.
I mean, understood. However, comma, what is the installed user base of a Roomba device that actually sends any information back to Roomba?
I believe that's the majority of them. You have to opt out of sending data back to the cloud.
This is my entirely unresearched assessment, but I think that the majority of the Roombas that are sold are the iRobots that don't have a Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, I didn't even think that the Roombas currently mapped.
That's one of their benefits. Because they learn the layout of your room, so they can vacuum more efficiently.
The base model maps it within its own memory, but it does not transmit that data anywhere.
Does that data go to? Oh no, I guess the base model doesn't have smartphone connectivity.
Nope.
Okay, so in the base models, that data is contained locally. Okay, now I have a Roomba competitor. Which off the top of my head, I just completely forgot the name of it.
Okay.
But the one that I bought does not have smartphone connectivity, and it did the exact same thing. It learned the layout of my room, and it was really creepy to watch because the first few days as it roamed around, it was just bouncing over everything, is getting stuck on everything.
Right.
And then one day it was better. And then the next day it was like, really good. And then the next day, it seemed surprised when it found something in the middle of the floor that hadn't been there before. Mm-hmm. And really good at what it does, and it's really creepy. But yeah, you're right. That one is actually self-contained.
Here's what I think Brian needs to be more concerned about. Mm-hmm. IKEA.
So explain.
If I'm not mistaken, IKEA is looking at that app platform that was on the very first episode of Planet of the Apps.
Oh, okay. So I can fill in the parts that you don't have. IKEA has announced a partnership with Apple for an augmented reality app that's going to launch probably the same day that iOS 11 rolls out. Mm-hmm. And it will let you do exactly like the Planet of the Apps thing, where you can use your iPad or your iPhone to look at your room and then place photorealistic IKEA furniture in it to scale to see how it'll fit and how it'll look.
Right. And if they're doing precisely what that particular app was, or it really wasn't an app, it was an app platform, was planning to do, it will actually generate a database of those room maps and then sell that to third parties, which would freak Brian right the F out.
Well, it's just a continuation of the same thing. I want to bring this back to Apple. Tim Cook has told us that privacy would become a selling point.
Yes.
Right. My question is, when is Apple going to make it a selling point? When is Apple going to start talking about the wiretaps and the surveillance capitalism? And not that they necessarily use that term. Well, you know, I wish that Apple would make this a selling point. True. Because right now, no company has any incentive to not be corporatist creeps. They don't.
You're right.
All right. So I'm going to toss this out here for you, Brian, because I'm genuinely curious how you're going to respond. I'm not actually trying to push your buttons this once. So that the CEO of iRobot says that Apple is one of the companies that's very interested in buying the Roomba data.
I don't buy it.
Well, that could actually be the case. The funny thing is, I actually trust Apple with my data because Apple has a commitment to keeping my data private. So it's not going to leave Apple's hands, which some people may actually consider a cop-out, and that's fine. You can consider that. So my problem is Roomba selling it in the first place?
All right. Yeah. So another question for you. Is it possible that Apple has found a way to work around the privacy security wall that they are advocating by letting other companies do all of this creepy data gathering and then they just buy it from them?
Not with the current. No, that would be completely at odds with everything else that we've had from this current leadership team. I mean, that could certainly happen in the future. I mean, who knows what will happen two CEOs from now? Mm-hmm. Apple could become the biggest surveillance corporatist creep on the planet for all we know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But no, I don't. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sick of this stuff, man. Get the wiretaps out of my house.
See, this is exactly why I wanted you on, because I knew that you'd get all wound up about it.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. To be clear, I apparently we have now found where I draw the line, because I am not comfortable with a device just rolling through my house and mapping out everything in my place, and then having all of that data sold.
Yeah, I can't imagine what even if criminal organizations could get their hands on this data. I can't imagine what possible nefarious use they would put it to.
Oh, precisely. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't opt into that, which means I won't be buying a Roomba.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to try out a Roomba, but I'm going to stick with my third party thing. And I say third party. It's not third party. It's a competitor. It seems to be working fine right now. It's a little stupid compared to the higher end.
They could ones. Be doing the same thing.
No, it's totally self-contained. It has no network connection, and you can't even control it from your smartphone. You have to either hit the button on it, or it has a little infrared remote. So it's completely self-contained.
Yeah.
I'll stick with that one for now. Thank you very much. All right. Well, now that we've thoroughly creeped ourselves out, hey, we have a sponsor, and that sponsor is Eve Degree from Elgato, and you heard me set it on my desk at the beginning of the show, and we are now at 76 degrees and rising.
That's fast.
Welcome to Colorado in the summer.
It's getting hot in here.
Yes, it is. So the reason I can just look at this quickly and tell you what the temperature is because the Eve Degree is a little bit different than the Eve Room. In that it's smaller, it has this little metal aluminum body with this black glass front that has a liquid crystal display built in. So I can just see at a glance what the temperature is. I can switch it so that I'm looking at humidity or air pressure. Also, it tracks all three of those things for me. And it's so easy to set up. It's HomeKit compatible. As a matter of fact, it's only HomeKit compatible. and it connects to your HomeKit network through Bluetooth. So it's not even on Wi-Fi. That means if you have any concern about is someone going to hack into this device through my network and use it for some sort of botnet attack, no, not going to happen. This isn't like those cheapo webcams that keep showing up in the news for being used in botnet attacks. Now, this thing is I like how small it is. I like how functional it is. Although it's kind of depressing to see how quickly the temperature is rising in my office.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it looks really nice. So I can just stick it on the wall somewhere and monitor the temperature and humidity in a room. You can put it outside. It's weatherproof. So I could use it to monitor the temperature outside as well. And it's just this wonderfully handy little device. And I've been really surprised that I've been liking it so much. And I say that not because I'm like, oh, wow, this is a good product. I'm surprised. No, it's because I already have the Eve Room and the Eve Weather. So I already have devices that can track all of this stuff. And yet this is so wonderfully handy. And I just love how great it looks, too. So I would love for all of you to check it out because, well, if I'm loving it enough, even as I watch the temperature climb in my office, I'm betting you guys will like it, too. So head over to the Elgato website. Go to elgato.com/TDO. That's ELGATO.com/TDO. And check out the Eve Degree. You can use it indoors and outdoors. It looks really nice. And we managed to get through the ad spot without the temperature rising. It's 78 degrees in here now, gang.
Yay.
Holy crap. Anyhow, the Eve Degree, it's great. Go check it out. I think you're really going to like it. Thank you, Elgato, for being our sponsor.
Does the Eve Degree also track humidity or just temperature?
It does temperature and humidity for you. Okay. And, there's a little button on it, so
okay,
you can switch it with the button, I believe.
I'm actually thinking about getting two of those, one for my room and one for outside.
Oh, nice. But you know, but, you can use it to trigger other things.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But I'm also thinking about building my own weather station using Arduino, so...
You have to tell me how that goes because I was actually considering doing the very same thing.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be talking about that on a future TDO. How's that sound?
Okay. Cool.
Awesome. So before we wrap up, we are running out of time. Jeff, you wrote a piece a couple days ago where you... We're talking about web crypto.
Yes.
And so real quick before we wrap up, can you explain what that is? Because I know it's not something a lot of people are aware of today, but it's something that they need to know about.
Right. So every time you go to a shopping site or to your bank site, your web browser uses some form of encryption.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past... that has primarily been done using third-party JavaScript libraries, non-native libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Web crypto is a native JavaScript library and application programming interface, or API, that allows web developers to perform encryption and decryption tasks on the fly, quite a bit faster and quite a bit more secure than using the third-party libraries.
Okay, so this sounds like a good thing. But for me, it doesn't matter how good it is if it's not something that's going to be used. So what's the likelihood that this is going to get adopted?
I think it's fairly likely. Apple made a very compelling argument. It was kind of difficult to parse if you aren't a programmer or you aren't familiar with encryption. I guess that's why Brian asked me to translate it. the long and the short is it is magnitudes faster at encrypting and decrypting than the third-party JavaScript libraries. I can't remember exactly how many magnitudes, but I think it was like 10 or 20 times as fast.
Oh, wow.
And it's also more secure and eliminates the possibility of cross-server script attacks or cross-site scripting attacks, which is where a piece of malware hijacks a user's browser and then injects malicious code into another web server's encryption software, steals their keys, and then has access to all of their stuff, which I postulated without any real evidence because nobody said one way or the other. But I postulated that that sort of attack was what was behind the LinkedIn breach and the LastPass breach several years ago.
Okay. So had this system, Web Crypto, been in place at that point, there's a possibility that those attacks wouldn't have happened or wouldn't have been as widespread?
They wouldn't have been as widespread. Web Crypto, bear in mind, only works on WebKit browsers, which at this point, I believe that is Safari, Google Chrome, Chromium-based browsers, and Opera.
Okay. So we're talking about something that is a cross-platform thing.
Yeah, because WebKit is used by Safari, Chromium, which Chrome is a part of, and the rest of the Chromium products, which I was surprised to find out Opera is actually a Chromium fork.
Oh, no kidding.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, how about that? Okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right. So if all goes well, we'll see Web Crypto gaining traction. And as a result, our web activities will be a little bit more secure than they are today.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you for sorting that out for me.
Not a problem.
And we're out of time. So, Jeff, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a blast.
Yes, it is. And Brian, thank you for being here as well and for serenading us.
Yes, and thank you for getting me all worked up and cranky and just really appreciate
Brian,
it.
Brian, when aren't you cranky? Come on.
There was that one time.
the one time at band camp.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow.
Was this flute?
Yes. It's like you were there. Hey, thank you to Elgato and the Eve Degree for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, elgato.com/TDO. Temperature in my place is now 79 degrees. Boy, howdy.
Time to turn the AC back on.
No kidding. Wow. So anyhow, Elgato, Eve Degree, thank you so much for being our sponsor. Listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.